It is remarkable that when Jennifer Granholm, your energy secretary, was asked yesterday, how many barrels of oil does the United States use a day? Well, I don't have that number in front of me. Everybody knows this answer. School kids know this answer. It's 18 to 20 million barrels a day. Well, I don't have that. The Secretary of Energy has no idea how much energy we use, and yet she says we're in a transition. Yeah, a transition to be a third world country, it seems. Gregory Wrightstone here, geologist, executive director of the CO2 Coalition, Arlington, Virginia, best-selling author of Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Gregory, good to have you back.
Good to have you. And actually, Jennifer Granholm, who you just referenced, 2 weeks ago when she was asked, what are they going to do to reduce gasoline prices? She just threw her head back and just laughed uproariously. She goes, we can't control that. The Saudis control gasoline prices.
Right.
But that's not exactly true.
She said that energy is controlled by a cartel. She was right about that. Energy is controlled by a cartel. It's called the Democrat Party. That's the cartel that controls energy, right? I mean, they're the ones that are saying no leasing on federal land, closing pipelines, releasing money from the oil reserve, the strategic oil reserve, even though that does nothing because 50 million barrels goes maybe 2.5 days, doesn't it?
Yeah, they could release it today at noon, and that would get us through Turkey Day, Black Friday, and maybe close to midnight on Saturday. You know, early Saturday morning, we'd be gone.
It's
meaningless. It's meaningless. And
it
will do nothing to drive down any gasoline prices. It's a meaningless. What they need to do is to get they're increasing regulations on the industries, every industry. And that what that does is either force them to go out of business so you can't pump the oil or produce the electric from coal, and that drives those costs. And if we're going to look at what Joe Biden's policies, energy policies, Granholm's policies, if you define success as imposing rules and regulations that are designed to do one thing, happens. That's a successful policy. In that case, Biden's and Granholm's energy policies would be successful because their stated intent was to drive up gasoline costs, natural gas costs, and then the electricity generated by natural gas or coal. That was their stated intent, and that's not conspiracy theory. They stated it openly, and they wanted to do that to drive people to buy electric. They want to make gasoline so expensive, so it's $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon. So all of a sudden, that electric vehicle all of a sudden starts looking more attractive to you.
Yeah, it is. Gregory, I mean, let's be honest here. It's about control because listen to what's happening here. If they reduce, release, that is, oil from the strategic reserve and then replenish it, which is something Barack Obama didn't do, Donald Trump did, but if they do, and then so often release it out, then the government becomes much more in control of the energy supply, don't they? Because they're able to go to the entities and say, hey, Exxon, Mobil, you refill this for us, and we'll pay you. And then they release it, and then they control the energy.
Yeah, and it's been done before. Ronald Reagan did it, but that was in a true crisis. We don't have a crisis of too little energy, too little oil. We just need to get off the neck of the producers and let us go. He did make one finally. You know about Line 5 coming down into Michigan out of Canada. They decided they weren't going to close it. And I was shocked, frankly, because if Biden so far has been given a choice between a bad decision and a rational decision, he's opted for the bad decision. In this case, with Line 5, and I know you and your listeners know all about that, with the propane and liquids coming through there, he said he wasn't going to close it. That's still to be seen, I guess. The jury might still be out, but he stated he's not going to, which would be good for your listeners. I know lots of your listeners use propane if they're off the away from natural gas or any other ways to heat their home. We used to heat it with propane when I lived down in the mountain state of West Virginia. All of these things are going to be going through the roof. And again, it's their intent is to do that, to drive people to complete electrification. And the chickens, I think, Steve, are going to come home to roost. It might be this winter, with a potentially bad winter looming. we're going to be seeing possible blackouts and brownouts. And if it's not this winter, it might be next or in the summer. And,
yeah.
In fact, just yesterday,
released. Well, I just saw that there's a likelihood that oil is going to go above $100 a barrel, which would impact the price by about 75 cents, maybe a dollar a gallon if it gets up that high. So look at the price on the pump today. Imagine it 75 cents or a dollar higher 9 or 10 months from now, and that'll give you a pretty good idea of what's happening. And it's let's be honest, that's dangerous. High prices are dangerous because people don't fill their car, they don't go to work, they don't heat their homes, they freeze to death, and yes, cold is still here. In fact, it was 18 degrees outside the studio yesterday. Winter's still coming, Gregory. It's still coming.
Yeah, yeah. And they're going to drive up these costs a number of different ways by using the EPA to regulations. Just yesterday, the report was released. There are new wastewater regulations for coal-fired electricity generation. And this report stated there might be as many as 70 coal-fired electricity generation plants shuttered across the United States. And that's bad news. It's because they're trying to make the water pure.
While Germany is reopening coal-fired power plants because the cost of electricity is up 5 to 6 times because they're getting killed on natural gas cost. They're reopening coal-fired power plants, and we're bulldozing them. Anyhow, real quick, I will give you the last word.
Yeah, don't buy into this nonsense. Carbon dioxide and increases in carbon dioxide are beneficial, and you can learn more by going to CO2coalition.org. You can take, we have a climate quiz you can take there. It's pretty cool. And get the climate facts at CO2coalition.org. Hugely impactful and informative.
And I use your app all the time, by the way.
That's Inconvenient Facts app.
Inconvenient Facts app. If you don't have it, you're missing out. Gregory Wrightstone, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Quick break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.